Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday, the official start of the second quarter of 2014. I know everybody's waiting for that great big celebration for surviving the first quarter.
Well, it's also April Fool's Day and Election Day.
Oh.
When April Fool's Day and Election Day fall on the same day, does that mean anything?
No, it's extremely appropriate.
The joke's on the voters.
Actually, there are some very, very important announcements to be made today. The biggest announcement I've got, I'll announce that a little bit later. I don't want to, you know, do it now. Let's wait until everybody's awake. You've had some coffee and some toast and so forth. However, President Obama did issue an executive order at midnight last night. The term left has been outlawed. You can no longer say I'm turning left, or I'm leaning left.
What are you babbling about?
It's now, by executive order, he's asking that we all just say not right. So I don't, you know, either I'm a conservative or I lean not right. And we all know that those on the not right, you know, the left,
well,
formerly
mean,
known as the left, they're not right.
You know, you guys have co-opted words like liberal over the years, you know, to demonize them and things like
mm-hmm.
that. So there,
mm-hmm.
there are reasons for these things. Mm-hmm. Not that he did that. You're just making that up.
Yeah, well, no. It's executive order. It's on the news.
Yeah.
I read it earlier this morning.
Yeah, what, The Onion?
No. No, I...
Or one of those other fine news sites?
Just as you no longer can say I'm, you know, are you conservative? No, I'm not right. So anytime from now on, when you refer to somebody who leans in that political venue, you have to say they're not right. And we all know that those who are liberal and progressive minded, honestly, they're not right.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. A lot of things. Oh, could the news, our local news, be any creepier this morning?
Yeah, enough perversion stories in the news.
God. Today.
Did you get your dose this morning of pervert stories?
I don't know if that's an appropriate term to use, but there's what, like three of them? Guy going to the Wausau Newman guy going to trial for child porn.
And yesterday in the news, although it's out of our news cycle this morning, multiple arrests across the state from people who are trolling for underage kids online, and
yeah.
some of those busts were in our area also.
Yeah, that's somebody
that's in your pile this morning too.
Yeah, there's the big sting that was done. Was it a Wausau City worker that was busted for child?
One of them, public works employee.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's just, you know what? I'm glad they're doing this. I want them to do more, lots and lots more. When every time one of these sick freaks gets online and goes, hey, clickety clickety, looking for a kid, I hope he ends up in jail.
Well, it just goes to show that it's probably been more prevalent than we thought.
Oh,
now they're just doing more stings and catching more people doing it.
Well, and this is the thing that I was saying a few days ago, is that the crime is there. It's just in our area, this is such a trusting, honest, and respectful area of the country, and the thought of, oh, well, that doesn't happen here. You know, I've known Bob all my life, and he would never do that. Yeah, he would, and he is, and he needs to be put away for the rest of his life.
This is the seedy underside of technology.
Yes.
That, let's say that you are someone who is sick in the head and is attracted to underage kids.
Yeah.
In older times, being able to indulge that perverted fantasy would have been much more difficult. And
right.
Now there are many teenagers and people who are underage that are online.
And the downs,
and that makes it easier for you to find victims.
And it was much easier to solve that problem back in the olden days, too. You just take them out in the town square, you stone them to death. And you leave their body there in the middle of the square to rot. You put a sign in it saying child porn or child pervert. And you leave them there as an example for others. We've gotten soft in that.
Where did that happen?
I believe
Genghis Khan's place, or
what, you don't think
medieval
it's appropriate?
Europe? Or?
You don't think these pervs deserve to be stoned to death?
Did that ever happen in the United States?
Oh, sure.
It did?
Yeah, it was in, I believe, in New England in 1903, I believe, was the last stoning for that thing.
Hmm?
You're going to tell me you don't think it... You know what? I think we could bring stoning back for that offense. Don't you think? I do. And I think it would be highly appropriate.
Bring back the tar and feathering while you're at it as well?
That's not
bad enough?
No, not really. Why? Because they can survive that. You know, sure, the tar burns and scars them for life. But stoning. They need to be skimmed out of the gene pool.
Yeah, there's this thing in the Constitution called cruel and unusual punishment, right?
Yeah, and you know...
It stands in the way of stuff like this, man.
Shouldn't it apply to the kids that he molests? I don't know. It just seems we ought to find a way to keep them from doing it. Ah, what a great way to start April Fool's Day. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Just how dumb he is. One time he's riding my car, and I flipped on the turn signal, and he just went, "What's that clicking noise?" Hey, Henry, your car's making like a clicking noise. You're an idiot. You know, on Star Trek, where it says, "To boldly go where no man has gone before," Jonely thought boldly go was another planet. I swear, watching it one night as kids, Joan just looks over and goes, "When they going to boldly go?" "What did you just say?" "They ain't never been to boldly go." "Why don't we hang out?" So that's Joan the Bonely from boldly go. I can't make that up. I am not that smart. He is that dumb, and he's a daddy. He's dumb, but he's a great hunter. The way he hunts is dangerous. He'll go, "Man, if it moves, just shoot it." He'll go like, "Got him, Zeke. Zeke." Zeke's last words were like, "What's that clicking noise?"
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.